The resolution opposing the airport upgrade was passed on a unanimous vote at the May 5th Heber City Council meeting. Councilman Ken Crittenden presented the measure.
A resolution opposing the Heber City Airport becoming a C2 airport and asking our congressional delegation and governor for assistance in confirming with the FAA the financial ramifications of our choosing to stay a B2 status airport.
A C2 airport would mean bigger planes could land there. Planes in the C2 category already land at the airport, and city leaders say the FAA has expressed concerns that those landings aren't safe if the city doesn't widen the runways. The city council also considered a resolution stating it would not consider any upgrade or expansion without the approval of Heber City residents. That resolution was tabled. Craig Hogan is an attorney with ties to OK3, which operates the airport. He cautioned council members about putting the issue in the voters' hands.
What happens if the FAA says you have to be C2 or you lose your funding, and you put yourself in a box where you have to put this to a vote of the Heber City residents, and the Heber City residents vote no? Suddenly the city's in a terrible funding situation.
Crittenden said that funding situation could force the city's hand.
If someone puts a gun to our head and is going to fire a bullet, maybe we'd have to rethink our choice at that moment. But at the moment now, or at the moment that was passed, we're against going to a C2.
Despite whatever financial ramifications there may be.
We don't know what those are.
So to find out what those costs could be, the Heber City Council turned to the governor and Utah's congressional delegation.
Each one of them have committed to me personally that they'd take a look at this and ask the FAA some direct questions as to what their intentions or whatever would be to us if we don't expand. It's impossible to know the financial ramifications if you don't know what FAA is going to do.
Crittenden says the airport expansion was the single biggest concern Heber residents expressed to him when he was running for office last fall. He says his constituents don't want bigger planes landing at the airport because they bring more noise and pollution without much economic benefit.
There isn't a perceived benefit to our county as much as perhaps your other listeners over in Park City. A lot of those big planes, at least from our observation, land and get in a limousine and drive to Park City, which is all fine, except they could land in Salt Lake and do the same.
This week, the Heber City Council will take up the resolution that they tabled, the one that seeks the opinion of the public before considering an expansion of the airport.
The idea is that we want to hear from the public after they're aware of the financial implications one way or the other. We're interested in our citizens telling us, do you still want to not have a C2, or because of the financials, do you want us to? And unless they tell us that, we are saying we don't intend to move toward a C2.
That's Heber City Councilman Ron Crittenden. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.